Hello, and welcome to History on the Bright Side. Your daily dose of all things good from the past and sometimes the present. Because however dark it is, you can always find light somewhere. Good morning, and welcome to History on the Bright Side. Why do people run? Mostly when I think of running, I assume it's because someone must be chasing me. But when I'm out about in my neighborhood, I see people, young people, old people, men, women, some alone, some with a friend, some with a dog, running. And the one thing I've heard from everyone I know who runs is that there's something called the runner's high, this feeling of adulation, of great joy that comes from running. I used to run when I was younger, when I was in a little better shape, when literally my shape was a little different than it is now. And I like to run. I think I remember feeling some of those things. But running gives us a wonderful example of some other things that can lift up anyone, whether you're running or not. Today I want to talk about three runners. Three runners who were all in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. The first two became symbolic for America of that entire Olympics. I refer, of course, to Tommy Smith and John Carlos, who won the gold and silver medals in the 200-meter dash. And when it came time to go to the medal stand, to stand before the world as they played our country's national anthem, these two Americans, these two men, walked out barefoot, well, with black socks on, but without shoes, with a black glove on a hand. And as they received their medals and the national anthem began to play, they raised a fist in silent protest to the racism they felt was inherent in the country they represented. This became known as the silent gesture, something that was iconic in how we think of the civil rights era, but something that personally caused both of these men a great deal of persecution. This was very controversial. Many people were angry. Many people were proud. But many people were aware. This became the dominant thing we remember about those Olympics. And their story is important. Their story is relevant, maybe more so today than in many other times before. But there's one other runner who I find equally inspiring. He was an American. He was Tanzanian, John Stephen Akwari. John Akwari was a marathoner. And at the start of the marathon, he, like the other 70-plus contestants, hoped that he might best represent his country and himself, perhaps even bring home a medal, maybe even bring home the gold. As the race progressed, somewhere around halfway, John Akwari and another runner were jockeying for position, and John fell to the ground hard. He dislocated his knee. He hit hard on his shoulder. He was damaged. He was broken. And like many athletes, he got up. And he continued to kind of limp on and try and do the best he could. But frankly, it wasn't going to be enough. When you're up against world-class athletes, the best of the best, even a little thing can make the difference between victory and defeat. And dislocating your knee halfway through a marathon is no little thing. The winners came in. In fact, all the runners came in who finished. Many had dropped out, but 50 runners or so finished the race. They were already getting ready to award the medals. And then word went out. There was one runner left, coming in the darkness, to a nearly empty stadium. And in came John Stephen Akwari. He walked. He limped, he jogged, but he continued forward. And over an hour after the winners had completed the marathon, he limped into the stadium. I imagine what it must have been like for the 100,000 people that were there to watch the silent gesture by Tommy Smith and John Carlos. And then I think about those few thousand people who stayed up late into the night, 4 days later, to watch ostensibly the awards for the marathon. And then to be there and to cheer in excitement and pride for the last runner, the last place runner, as he limped into the stadium. He slowly but steadily made it all the way to the finish line. And later, when he was interviewed and asked, "Why did you even bother? Why did you keep going?" John Stephen Aquari gave an answer that can lift us all. He said, "My country didn't send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles here to finish the race." John Stephen Aquari, often forgotten behind the much bigger, much more iconic events of the 1968 Olympics, but an inspiration that any of us can use. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And sometimes you just have to keep going. See you next time on The Bright Side of History. Hello, and welcome to History on the Bright Side, your daily dose of all things good from the past and sometimes the present, because however dark it is, you can always find light somewhere.